With Ross Reynolds, I'm Marcy Silman. One challenge of being homeless is that you don't have a place to store your belongings. If you want to keep everything you own safe, you have to carry it with you everywhere.
9 out of every 10 people, when they see someone carrying 2-3 bags with them, they instantly peg them as homeless.
That's Isaac Pace. He's one of more than 8,000 people in Seattle without a permanent home. Isaac volunteers for a local homeless organization, SHARE. It runs a small locker program in South Lake Union. Seattle City Council members Sally Bagshaw and Bruce Harrell are advocating for a citywide system of lockers. I got Isaac on the phone earlier today from the shelter where he stays. Isaac told me why lockers are important to the homeless community.
So they can go to job interviews or go to work or go to school or doctor's appointments, and being able to store their stuff, they're not looking like they're homeless. They're actually going in and looking clean, fairly well-dressed, and wanting work.
You have a locker at the shelter where you stay. How does that help you in your day-to-day activities?
That way I can make it to my doctor's appointments or make it to job interviews I'm trying to set up or make it to meetings with advisors at schools trying to get back into school.
I'm just kind of curious, how big is this locker? How much does it hold?
It's about the same size as a gym locker.
So aside from having people label you as homeless because you're carrying bags, how do you think your life would be different if you didn't have a place to store your things?
I would have a harder time being able to go to job interviews because I would walk in with the bags and they would instantly see me as homeless and not want anything to do with me. And trying to get back into school, I'd be carrying the bags there with me, and they would see me and be like, well, he's homeless. We don't know how well he's going to be able to show up on time for classes, so he might not be a good fit here.
So it's assumptions that people make.
Exactly.
Past the label homeless. There are a certain number of lockers that SHARE operates. What do you hear from people who don't have access to one of those lockers or locker somewhere else?
I hear a lot of different things. Some people, I mean, they want to be homeless. They don't want to change, so they're perfectly happy carrying their bags around. But most of the homeless people in the city, in not just the city of Seattle, but King County, say that not having that locker space available is making it hard for them to be able to get their life back on track.
When we talk about all the issues that face homeless, including things like a place to sleep at night, how critical is this issue of lockers?
Very critical, because the more lockers we have available for homeless people, the more homeless people that would be able to store their stuff and get their life back on track.
Can't shelters store things for people?
The bunkhouse, which is the shelter that I stay at, is the only shelter that allows you to store stuff. The other SHARE shelters that we have, some of them do have bins that you can put stuff in, but they're not very big bins. I mean, you can probably only fit a few articles of clothing, and that's about it. It's a pretty small bin.
So you see this need for more spaces like that. I understand that you're on the waiting list for a SHARE locker in South Lake Union, but you just told me you have a locker, so why do you need another locker?
Because I have so much stuff that my locker at the bunkhouse is overflowing, and I'm having to store some stuff down at my dad's place in Kent, and it's just having to go down to his place in Kent whenever I need to get stuff is hard for me because it's way south.
Yeah.
And having a locker at the storage locker, at the SHARE storage lockers in South Lake Union, is a lot closer for me.
So the idea that these Seattle City Council members have of providing lockers, do you think it's a good thing?
Absolutely.
What would you like them to do to make sure that it works?
Councilwoman Bagshaw's aide has already contacted SHARE about this, is to find out how SHARE operates their lockers and open up more lockers in the city and use the way SHARE runs their lockers as a model for other lockers too.
If you had a list that you could give these city council members on important issues, what else would make the cut for things that are most important for addressing the needs of the homeless population?
More services as far as like job worker retraining, not just to the point where they train you and say, okay, you have a skill, now go look for work, but more to the point where they train you in a certain trade or skill and then help you get a job after you get done with that work training, and also more free services, not stuff that is low cost to homeless people, but more free services.
And what are you training for, Isaac?
Well, I would like to go back to school for anything and everything to do with computers.
Isaac Pace is a volunteer with the local homeless organization Share. He's been without a permanent home himself for about 15 years. From KUOW, it's The Record.